At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's the rarest of rare here on the HHC. It's a leap day game. Hornets are going to be playing tonight, February 29th, against the Milwaukee Bucks, a rematch from just 2 days ago in the Cream City. Hornets got creamed in that one. It was not close at all for Charlotte. Their third straight loss to Milwaukee this season by 30 points or more. Final score was 123-85, and really at times didn't even seem that close. But the Hornets have been playing good ball overall, so we are going to talk about the Hornets' recent run of play, where they stack up in the power rankings, latest edition of that. We'll also preview tonight's game and talk about a very exciting project that you might have heard some recent news about. That is the commitment by ownership towards the new practice facility, which the timeline may have been sped up here a little bit. Actually has been sped up here a little bit now with some recent news. So we'll get into all of that with a new guest here on the Hornets Hivecast. You see her work as a reporter on WSOC-TV right here in the Queen City. Deshaun Brown making her HHC debut with us here today on the Hornets Hivecast. Deshaun, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh man, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm excited to talk some Hornets.
Yeah, we love seeing you at games and at events and all the, you know, preseason to postseason stuff with the Hornets. So excited to have you here. Lend your perspective here to the Hornets Hivecast. We'll get into some of the citywide news, I guess, with the announcement on the practice facility and just some of the updates there in a little bit. But I want to start with basketball. The Hornets, even though they got thumped the other night by Milwaukee, have been playing much better as of late. They've won 5 of their last 7 games. Now, look, they're still pretty much buried in the standings. They're 13th in the East. They are 11 games outside of a top 10 position. So the odds of them making up that gap in the slim amount of time remaining is slim, to say the least. But in terms of how well they're playing, I think we have indeed seen a lot of improvement since the trade deadline. So one of the ways to kind of gauge that is to talk power rankings. And different people approach this from different ways. Some say this is, you know, we're ranking teams based on who you think would win on any given day, just matching two random teams up. Some will take it based off the entirety of the season. Some will focus it down and say, hey, over the last 2 weeks, this is how this team is playing, so we're going to focus on that rather than previous iterations of the team that maybe have been discarded since the trade deadline. So it is up to you. You can view it however you wish. But my question for you is, out of 30 NBA teams, where would you rank the Hornets right now?
Oh, wow. This is is an interesting question, especially given the fact that this is, it feels like, a completely different team in terms of their chemistry, the way they've performed since the trade deadline, going 5-2, winning a bulk of those games on the road. So there is so much promise with what this team can be. But I think it's also an interesting perspective, having seen them just go up against the Bucks, who they'll face again tonight, one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, a team that has been there, is experienced, and just the way that they struggled in that game, which, again, I do attribute to several different factors, including the long road trip. And sometimes you really just have one of those nights. But the Hornets are encouraging. There's promise there to see that the way that this team has really adopted Coach Clifford's defensive mindset, how guys have stepped up in the absence of some pretty key injuries with LaMelo Ball and Mark Williams. So I'm going to be optimistic with this and definitely say that on any given night, you really can't count this team out. But there is still an uphill battle in terms of really being competitive with the top teams in the NBA right now, specifically in the Eastern Conference.
I agree with everything you said there. I think there is a new reality of the team that with this new look roster, they're more experienced. They're deeper than they were 3 weeks ago. And so they're more capable of beating a lot of teams. But not having LaMelo Ball or Mark Williams definitely brings down the ceiling quite a bit. And with Milwaukee, that ceiling is exceptionally high because they've got a former MVP and champion in Giannis Antetokounmpo, multiple players with championship experience from Milwaukee's previous run. And you've now added Dame Lillard, who's one of the best guards in the game and best shooters in the history of it. Now, I noticed you didn't give me a number there. That's okay. I don't blame you. But I do need one for the next part of this segment. So out of 30 teams, can you give me a number, a ranking that you would feel comfortable with in terms of attributing to the Hornets at this stage of the game, a 15-43 record overall, but winners of 5 of their last 7?
Man, you are really holding my feet to the fire. I appreciate the accountability here.
I've got my old reporter instincts coming. I don't get to use them as often, so now I get to grill the other reporters. That's my job here now.
Understood. With respect to the team, especially with those key injuries in mind, I'm going to put them right at 20. So certainly not at the very bottom of the totem pole here in terms of just the league across the board. But I do think it is challenging at this point in the year not having two of their stars. And we've seen some really great play. We've also seen them struggle at times, even with this new group. So certainly a team with promise, but big picture, you know, you do question just what that will look like and how sustainable it will be until they really get their core intact.
Deshaun Brown brightening my day. I love it. You know, sometimes I'm called Sammy Sunshine by some of the people that interview me because I'm always very optimistic and look at things from a glass half full perspective. And oftentimes through purple and teal colored glasses, I make no apologies for that. But I haven't had them at 20 recently, but I do understand and compliment that number, because you look at some of the teams the Hornets have knocked off recently, Indiana, Atlanta, those are playoff teams right now. They're going to the postseason as of the recording of this podcast, and Charlotte didn't just beat them, they beat them handily. So I think it's fair to put them that high. For comparison's sake, we looked at the Athletics power rankings, their most recent edition of them, and they had Charlotte at 26. So you have the Hornets higher than they do. So the next part of this exercise is I'm going to give you the three teams directly ahead of Charlotte in those power rankings. You're going to tell me which one you feel the Hornets should have been ranked ahead of. So you have them 20. The Athletics said 26. The three teams directly ahead in the Athletics power rankings are the Memphis Grizzlies, who the Hornets just beat a couple weeks ago right after the trade deadline players arrived. The Brooklyn Nets, who we haven't seen in quite some time, so maybe a little bit harder to gauge, but they haven't been playing very good basketball as of late. Definitely struggling. They've gone through a coaching change now, and they have lost, 8 of their last 10 games, so they've fallen upon hard times. And then last but not least, the Atlanta Hawks, in my opinion, the closest thing to a rival the Hornets have right now. Atlanta is a team that has won a couple of games recently, but Charlotte has beaten them both times they have played, including a big-time thumping right before the All-Star break. So your call, which of those three teams do you think Charlotte should have been ranked ahead of?
Man, you're coming with the heavy hitters today. I'm going to, I guess, by process of elimination here, I will not say Atlanta, despite the recent victories. I still think body of work, that is a fair assessment. So leaving me with Brooklyn and the other option being Memphis, whom they beat recently. I'm going to go Brooklyn, just based on the trajectory of the team. I know they there hasn't been a recent meeting to really accurately try to break this down, but with a team that has had the losing streak and the Hornets really starting to find a groove here that we've seen since the trade deadline, and with a lot of promise still with some of the key guys that we expect to see back at some point, I'm going to go Brooklyn on this.
I like the pick. Hornets had struggles with Brooklyn earlier this season. Took a loss right at the start of the campaign. Did beat them in Brooklyn in a nail biter back in November. The two teams are going to square off again in a couple of weeks here. March 9th, the home game for Charlotte, a Saturday night at Spectrum Center. Definitely would love to see everyone out there at the Hive. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. So we'll see if the Hornets can best Brooklyn and as Deshaun Brown has now projected, assert themselves as the better team in that head-to-head Eastern Conference rivalry. We're going to talk more basketball in a little bit here. We'll go back to our game preview segment a little bit down the road here, getting ready for round four of the season, round two in this recent run here for Hornets versus the Milwaukee Bucks. But coming up next, some new developments about a new development in Uptown Charlotte. That would be the Hornets practice facility, which is moving down the road. We'll talk about that next with Deshaun Brown of WSOC TV after this quick break here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome back to the Hornets Hivecast. Sam Farber here with you. Deshaun Brown, reporter for WSOC-TV. You can see her work nightly in the Queen City. Our guest here today on the HHC. Deshaun, before we talk about the practice facility and some new developments there, wanted to give a special plug and a special thank you to Ally Financial, who is partnered with Hornet Sports and Entertainment, the two organizations hosting a Fueling Futures event presented by Ally Financial at Spectrum Center, brought 50 local students from Charlotte-Mecklenburg High Schools into the building to learn about the various careers within sports and entertainment and financial literacy. As part of the event, attendees participated in a Money Matters financial education session, toured the Spectrum Center, and attended a series of sessions on topics ranging from promoting the brand to the business of basketball. Also, attendees had the opportunity to connect with several North Carolina-based colleges and universities. So thanks to the students for spending some time on this, to our partners, Ally Financial, and to our Hornets personnel, including some players past and present, for being a part of these students' bright futures. Speaking of the bright future for the Hornets, one thing that has been heavily publicized, especially since the new regime has come in, Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin taking over as co-chairman of the team and the majority partners in the new ownership group, one thing that's been highlighted a lot is the future of the franchise and a new practice facility. Recent Charlotte City Council meeting, was discussing the future there, and an announcement from HSE afterwards, Hornet Sports and Entertainment, dedicated to investing in this community and the city of Charlotte, and the development of the new practice facility site is a key aspect in that process. HSE is committed to fully funding the practice facility costs above the $30 million provided by the city, and we have teamed with longtime Hornets partner Novant Health to offer a destination for leading-edge sports medicine and orthopedic care as part of the mixed-use practice facility development. The new practice facility is the next step as we work towards our vision of building the premier franchise in the NBA and having world-class facilities. To try and sum it up a little bit succinctly here, there's been some changes in terms of where the practice facility is now being targeted, from the bus depot now to the gravel lot next door to Spectrum Center. That's where the practice facility will go. There will also be, in partnership with Novant Health, a leading-edge sports medicine and orthopedic care mixed-use practice facility development. So there will be some other aspects to that structure outside of just a practice facility, and the organization committing beyond the $30 million that was already allocated towards team projects, either the arena renovations or a practice facility. They're just changing where some of the number commitments are, but the team is committed and the new ownership group is committed to taking care of whatever that cost is beyond what's being committed to by the city. I hope that makes sense. You can go to Hornets.com and get more information there as well. But you cover not just sports, but things going on in the city like this as well. What are your thoughts on these recent developments about the new development?
Yeah, you know, just looking at the, I guess I can say, body of work as a whole since new ownership has stepped in, and I recognize even the city's allocation or the agreement was prior to that, but there really seems to be an investment, a long-term investment, not in just the fan experience, but in building an organization that will be built to win. With so many of the investments that we see here, even to narrow it down specifically to the arena innovations, the additional seating, the fan experience, really showing the commitment to the Hornets organization, from the Hornets organization, for the long term. So I think that's incredibly encouraging for community members here in the Charlotte region, for fans, obviously, knowing that these are the conversations that are happening. From what I understand with the gravel lot, I believe there may be an opportunity to have even more space with the practice facility. I'll just make sure that I'm not misspeaking there, but all of those things to me are encouraging as you're seeing the ownership come in, as you're seeing them build a roster for the future, and then an investment in the facilities as well, which is extremely attractive when you're looking to attract free agents or players who you want to invest here for the long term, and also a winning organization. All of these pieces, you can really see how it's starting to come together with an investment like this.
No question at all. And look, practice facilities, that's kind of a new norm now for the NBA. And to have one in such close proximity to your arena, that's a huge advantage for the Hornets. So that'll be a great thing for the future. But also, just for the city itself, as convenient as the gravel lot is, and I've attended concerts with my family and other events at Spectrum Center, and it's so easy to get in and out of Uptown, it's almost silly compared to other cities where it can take you hours to find parking. Charlotte, you just kind of can buzz in and out, but there's a lot of lots like that, and to have a beautiful new mixed-use facility that won't just be a practice facility, but will have other aspects to it, and just brighten the, I don't know if skyline's the right word, but brighten the overall atmosphere of Uptown even more. That's really special, and that can be significant for everyone involved. And we've seen in many cities across the country what their partnerships with their sports organizations can do in terms of just changing neighborhoods. And this neighborhood's already a great one here in Charlotte, but having a shiny new toy, I think, is really to the benefit of everyone involved. And even more so, to have the commitment from ownership, from Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin, to say, hey, you know, we appreciate the money that's been allocated by the city. It was already targeted. There, it's being more focused now in terms of which portions of the pot of money are going towards which development. But to have that commitment to cover what goes above and beyond that, that's huge. And that's a big burden relieved from the city and being taken on by this group that is fully committed to helping the Hornets and the city of Charlotte be the best they can be.
Yeah, it really is quite literally the saying, putting your money where your mouth is. I mean, there is so much to be said about being willing to make that investment and what that means regarding your intentions and what you're looking to build. So I'm excited to see how this plays out over the next few years. I know the renovations are scheduled to begin soon, so we'll have to hold off on some of our concerts and other events in the short term to really see this vision realized in the next, I believe, 2 years. Not very long from now.
Yeah, the arena renovations, they're going to begin. I think, you know, by the time this podcast stops recording, they're going to knock me out. No, not quite that fast. But over the course of the next two summers and starting the next two seasons, you're going to see significant changes inside Spectrum Center and also to the surrounding area now with the plans moving forward for that practice facility. A lot to be excited about here in the Queen City, both on and off the court. Well, we will continue to talk about the on-court product. Hornets trying to get some immediate revenge against a Milwaukee Bucks team that thumped them pretty good the other night, 123-85. The fourth and final matchup between the two sides is tonight at Spectrum Center. Tickets are available at Hornets.com for the rare Leap Day game of February 29th affair. Hornets taking on Giannis Antetokounmpo, Dame Lillard, and the Bucks tonight. Again, tickets are available at Hornets.com. We'll have our game preview next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Sam Farber with Deshaun Brown, reporter for WSOC-TV here in the Queen City. Catcher work nightly on WSOC-TV, and I'm sure she and the crew will be covering Hornets basketball as the Hornets host the Milwaukee Bucks today. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, and Milwaukee in town. Hornets have not had a whole lot of luck with Milwaukee so far this season. They have played three times, and all three games have been 30-plus point losses for the Charlotte Hornets, albeit there have been very different circumstances along the way. The first one early in the season, Charlotte lost 130-99. That was back in November. To be honest, that's about as healthy as the Hornets have been all season, so it really shows the divide between the two teams. Hornets for that one had a starting lineup of LaMelo Ball, Mark Williams, Gordon Hayward, Brandon Miller, PJ Washington. Really, everyone was available that game. At that time, the only significant absence was Terry Rozier, which is a significant absence, or was, for the team, but that, as it turns out, is as healthy as the squad has been all season long. Since then, injuries have had more and more of an effect as we have gone down the road. Earlier in February, right before the trade, or right after, I should say, the trade deadline, but before the players acquired and it arrived for Charlotte, Hornets got absolutely demolished in Milwaukee, 120-84. And then the other night, we thought, okay, Hornets are healthier, finally, got these new players back with the team. Things should be closer, right? Wrong. No, it didn't turn out that way at all. 123-85 was the final score, a 38-point lopsided loss, the most lopsided of the season series between the two sides. So Charlotte looking for some immediate revenge. Didn't have LaMelo Ball or Mark Williams the other night. No anticipation that anything will change for that for this one, but the setting is different. Hornets will be at home hosting Milwaukee. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. So, Deshaun, we are going to do our game preview here. I need a player to watch for the Hornets, a player to watch for Milwaukee, and a stat to watch other than points, because obviously whoever scores the most is going to win. So where would you like to begin? Hornet to watch, stat to watch, or buck to watch for this one tonight?
Okay, let's go with stat to watch. We can start there. I'm looking at the matchup from a few nights ago and really just the way that Milwaukee performed from the perimeter. I mean, the three-point defense in that game, and it's hard to say that with a straight face, in addition to the fact that you have guys like Dame Lillard, who you know that's what he does. He does it well. I mean, he's coming off of a win during All-Star Weekend with the three-point contest. So certainly a formidable opponent, one of the best in the league, but truly that start really made the difference in that game early on, just the way that they were able to separate themselves. The Hornets found themselves trying to claw out of a hole that was just much too large at times. So really, if they're able to get those stops defensively early on, particularly from the perimeter, again, going back to a few nights ago, not only did Dame get off, you know, there was a moment where you saw Giannis hitting a long three. Bobby Portis put up good numbers in that game. So really, what they're able to do from the perimeter defensively, especially for a team that had come together and had really been playing some of its best defensive ball in the past couple of games. I believe the stat prior to the last Milwaukee game had them really at the top of the league in terms of its three-point defense. So to see some improvement there, I think, will really bode well in the long term in terms of staying in the race with the team as powerful or as explosive potentially as Milwaukee.
The three-point line, there's no question about it. It's the great equalizer. And in this seven-game run the Hornets have been on, even with the one lost to Milwaukee a couple of days ago where Charlotte's won five of the last seven, the three-point line's been the determining factor. If the Hornets have tied or gone above their opponent in total made threes, the Hornets have won all five of those games out of the last seven. And if the opponent made more threes, as was the case the other day in Milwaukee, you can guess how it turned out. The Bucks won, and the Golden State Warriors made 13 threes to the Hornets 11 in that head-to-head meeting. So three-point line, definitely a determining factor. I like it. I'm going to go to one area that I thought was a strength for Charlotte the other night. Shot making was not one of them, but the ball movement wasn't bad. The assist rate was pretty good, to be fair, for the Hornets. They made 30 baskets. They had assists on 24 of them. So quick math, that's 80% of their made shots came off of an assist. That's a pretty good ratio. And I think the Hornets, with these healthy players and more veteran players, we've seen better ball movement. It hasn't been sticking with a couple of players who, quite frankly, it might be needed to stick with because the Hornets were so down in terms of overall shot making ability on the floor. Now you've got more options. So the ball is moving a little bit more efficiently, and it's going to need to against this Milwaukee defense, which is one of the better ones in the NBA. So three-point shooting assists are stats to watch for tonight's game. How about a Milwaukee or a Charlotte player to watch? Which would you like to pick first?
I'm going to go with a Milwaukee player to watch. I mentioned him a few minutes ago, but I'm going to go Dame on this one again. Damian Lillard, interestingly enough, just the way that he was able to get off early a few nights ago and what that meant in terms of just getting everything going for Milwaukee, with all credit to Giannis. I mean, it is, they certainly have several ways that they can pose a challenge, but I would be interested to see what the Hornets are able to do, even defensively, in terms of trying to contain. I don't know if they'll ever truly stop what he is able to do, but in really limiting his production to really give themselves a better opportunity to start fast and to keep up in the race. So we'll see. We'll see if he can continue the hot shooting that he had a few nights ago, especially now on the road in a different environment, if that will bode well for the Hornets. But certainly among one of the catalysts I see for the Bucks in terms of how they're able to go.
Yeah, he's a real difference maker. He's just able to score so easily. I mean, it really illuminates the absence of LaMelo Ball in the sense that that's what he can be for Charlotte. I'm not saying LaMelo and Dame are the same player. Dame's, you know, been too good for too long to say that any of the younger players in the NBA deserve that kind of status. That's reverence for Dame Lillard, not a diminishment of LaMelo Ball. But LaMelo is that for Charlotte. You know, what Lillard represents for Milwaukee is if the defense isn't working or you're just having a bad night or you just need a shot, you can give him the ball and he'll find a make for you from three. That's what LaMelo does for Charlotte, and that's unfortunate unfortunately what's been missing now for about a month here for the Hornets. So I like the pick. Last time we did this previewing the previous game, I was talking to David Kane, the play-by-play broadcaster for Milwaukee, and I said at the time, you can't really have a game preview of the Bucks without mentioning Giannis Antetokounmpo. So now I've mentioned him and I can go in a different direction for my pick for player to watch. Just to spread the wealth here a little bit, Bobby Portis had a really big game the other day for Milwaukee. He scored 21 points, and I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is the heart and soul of the Milwaukee Bucks. Dame Lillard represents their ceiling, I would say. The higher he goes, the better potential they have to not just win a game, but win a championship. But Bobby Portis is maybe the best representation of, if he does well, the team probably won the game. Case in point, if he scores 17 points or more on the season, that's happened 16 times. So 17 points or more, they are 15-1. The only loss, they lost at Utah despite him scoring 27. And I don't know too much more about the box score other than that, but I would assume, you know, several other players were hurt or absent or had terrible games, because if he does well, they do well. So as much as you got to try and contain Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, if you don't stop Bobby Portis, you're not going to beat the Bucks. So he'll be my player to watch for Milwaukee. Last but not least, we need a Hornet to watch.
You know, I'm going to go sort of with the obvious choice here with Brandon Miller. Certainly, by no fault of his own. I mean, he's been playing incredibly throughout his rookie campaign. But I think of him, again, as a catalyst, similar to what we just described with Dame Lillard, and really being able to add, just inject that energy to help to set the tone. He's shown the ability to do that, and it's just getting more and more comfortable. So it would certainly be a huge advantage for the Hornets to really get that kind of spark from him, coming off of such a tough loss, coming off this road stretch, having an opportunity to be at home for that one night before hitting the road again, and to really see some of his best ball after such a challenging night for the team as a whole. I mean, the Hornets, I believe, had the fewest first half points in the NBA all season in that last matchup against the Bucks. So to be able to rely on him to score and to be aggressive, I think will go a long way in energizing the entire team.
Yeah, it was a rough one the other night, and Brandon Miller's had a brilliant month of February. No question in my mind, he should be Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month once again. I like the pick. I'll go a little bit off the beaten path here, because I think against a team like Milwaukee, as good as they are offensively and defensively, you need a lot of pieces clicking. So I'm going to go with Trey Mann for this one. Trey's been inserted into the starting lineup since arriving in the Queen City in that trade with Oklahoma City. He's been really good. His averages over the course of his time with the Hornets have been really the best of his career. He averaged 10 points per game as a rookie, and last couple of months of his rookie season with OKC, got a lot of run, a lot of minutes, and made the most of them. But here with Charlotte, seven games, he's averaging 12 points per contest. He's shooting almost 45% from three. He's been really good at the free throw line, almost five assists per game, five rebounds per game. Those are all amongst the best stretches of his career. So I'm looking for him to keep it up. He had a good game the other night against OKC, 16 points. Hornets definitely are going to need a lot of production from a lot of people, but Trey Mann will be one of them for the game tonight. However it goes, we know you'll have it covered. Deshaun Brown, reporter for WSOC-TV, catch your coverage nightly on all things Hornets, on and off the court. She is up to speed on everything, and we can't wait to see your coverage, hopefully of a Hornets win tonight. Deshaun, thanks so much for joining us here today on the Hornets Hivecast.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting this podcast together. Most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. For Deshaun Brown, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.